This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
We are.
We are.
We are Cultivate.
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 We are Cultivate.
Pineapple Pizza Podcast discusses the histories, cultures, and beliefs of regions around the world.
These stories often contain mature and sometimes disturbing content that may not be suitable for all audiences.
Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to Pineapple Pizza Podcast, where we serve up slices of mythology, cryptozoology, and urban legends. It's an interesting combination of flavors. Weird, but it works. Today's special is a story by the slice. I'm your hostess, Ashley, and with me today, as always, are the sweet and silly Emily and Lindsay.
That's us!
I thought you were going to say savory, and I was going to be like, yeah, I am. I'm delicious.
I should have gone there, but then we'd be talking about cannibalism again.
Within the first, 2 seconds of the show.
And yet we still did, because we cannot help ourselves.
What can I say? It's the main thing I bring to the table. Lindsay. And I'm Lindsay. Cannibalism.
Well, the main thing that I'm bringing to the table today is meth gators.
Yay!
Wait, what?
Meth gators.
Oh my god, yes?
When you think about me, you will now think cocaine hippos and meth gators. And that's really how I want to be remembered after I'm gone. So let's do it. It all started in July of 2019 when the Loretto Police Department in Tennessee posted a warning on their Facebook page telling residents they should avoid flushing drugs down the toilet because they could find their way to nearby retention ponds, streams, or even as far as the Tennessee River, which could lead to the creation of meth gators.
This is what they warned about in the news.
Yep.
Great. Good start.
This needs to be made into a TV movie. You know, how Velocipastor is a thing. There should be a meth gators.
Sharknado.
Meth gators.
So what is it? Santa Jaws?
Yeah. Yep. Coming soon to sci-fi. Meth gators.
They just come out and they're scratching their faces real hard.
You, let me just promise you that we're laughing now. Just fucking wait, because I've got some crazy shit in this story. Facebook, that's where it all started, and it never ends well from there. All right, so this post was made after police serving a search warrant found the suspect attempting. See, this is why we're not good at talking. It's just hard. I skipped a whole T, and here we are.
This is why people should send in reviews in other languages, because it'll be amazing.
I can't talk English anyway, so it's fine.
So yeah, they found a suspect attempting to flush 24 ounces of liquid meth, as well as other drug paraphernalia, down the toilet. The now I can't say suspect. the Swaspect, because that's how you pronounce that word.
Okay, Elmer Fudd.
I know. I don't know what's happening. I've got problems.
Wascally Wabbit.
I hate those Wascally Wabbits.
Those Wascally meth heads.
Yeah, so this Wascally Swaspect was attempting to do this, but it didn't work because it turns out you can't flush all that stuff down the toilet at once. It's just not going to work. And the police were like, thank you, we'll take this. And they scooped it up out of the toilet water and put it in those baggies.
Why is this evidence so wet? Well, that's a fun story.
Why does it smell like shit?
I like to think there's one specific tech whose job is to get the stuff out of the toilets.
Probably the intern.
Intern Jason.
Yep, somebody call Shitty Jason. We've got a job for
him. Hey, Jason, we got toilet drugs again.
Not again.
Gets his hazmat suit on and he's like, God damn it.
All right, so anyway, meth gators, unlike cocaine hippos, which we've discussed at length on this podcast before, are in fact alligators who have ingested methamphetamine, while cocaine hippos were just hippos that were bought with drug money. So it's not the same, but it's still fun.
Mm-hmm.
To be fair, I don't think we can entirely rule out the possibility of alligators having been purchased with meth money either, so there's still room for that as an option.
That's true.
I'm just saying, when you've got that much money, you might buy a gator as a pet.
Mm-hmm.
Just putting it out there. Please don't do it and then blame me. I don't want that kind of attention. Anyway, the Loretto PD warning was also partially inspired by news reports. I can't believe I'm about to say this. By news reports of a squirrel ingesting meth in Alabama.
Oh my God.
And of animals allegedly addicted to meth from residing near an Australian prison.
I'm just picturing, like, koalas just, like, hyped up on meth. It's bad enough that they got chlamydia, and now
And they're mean. Koalas are mean.
And even those are not the first, I said forced instead of voiced. I can't say, can we figure out why I can't say the word first? If anyone can research that and get back to me, I would really love to know. But these are not the first reported incidents of wild animals ingesting drugs. I feel I need to emphasize the wild part of that phrase because labs have been feeding innocent animals all kinds of drugs in the name of science for years.
Mm-hmm.
The department's social media post was picked up and run by numerous news outlets, and as you can probably imagine, this quickly led to people freaking out about the possible dangers of meth gators roaming around and attacking people. In their defense, crazier things have happened, and meth is a stimulant, so I guess it's not totally bonkers to think that alligators all hopped up on meth would somehow be more dangerous than typical alligators. But to be honest, I'm not convinced that would be true because meth decreases the appetite.
Hmm.
See what I did there? It was fucked up, but you know what you're getting when you come here, so.
Yeah.
At least it's not cannibalism, because gators can eat people. We're not the same.
This is true.
So basically, what ended up happening is the Loretto Police Department had to clarify that meth gators aren't real. Insofar as they haven't seen or heard any reports of alligators ingesting meth in real life. Police Chief Bobby Killen publicly stated,
Wait. Police Chief Killen?
Yep. K-I-L-L-E-N, Killen, because he's killing it.
There's a name for you.
Oh, yeah. He publicly stated, quote, "As far as I know, there's no methed up gators being sighted anywhere. It's just a joke to let people know they don't need to be flushing their drugs of any kind down the sewer system. They need to dispose of it in a proper manner," end quote.
Okay, you need to dispose of your meth in a proper manner. But meth isn't really made in a proper manner. Like, they don't care jack shit for safety.
No, I'm just picturing, like, for some reason, people just flushing, like, pill containers down the toilet, and then a possum finds it. Pill possums.
Oh my god, what if it was Molly? What if it's ecstasy pills and then there's just this really happy possum hanging upside down in the tree?
I feel like there's a joke in there somewhere about an opossum on opioids, but my brain's just like not getting there. Oh well. Molly possums might happen.
There you go.
So everybody's ready. But yeah, so evidently the authorities have found that jokes help to get their public service announcements across better with people. But honestly, I don't know if that works as well as they think it does. Like, sure, laughter is the best medicine, but meth gators aren't such a helpful drug in my opinion. I think in the end, the Loretto PD must have agreed because the meth gator post was later deleted from their Facebook page.
Aww.
Bye, meth gators. You were fun. But our story doesn't end there.
Wait, there's more?
There's always more. Dr. Robert Thomas, director of Loyola University's Center for Environmental Communication in New Orleans, decided to chime in on the whole meth gator thing. Dr. Thomas pointed out that the sheer weight of the average alligator would mean it would have to ingest a lot of meth before it would actually noticeably affect the gator's behavior. How much meth? You might be wondering if you're me. Male alligators can weigh up to 1,000 pounds, so yeah, it's fair to say it would take a lot more meth to affect an alligator than a human would need to consume. Think we can probably say about 5 times as much.
Wow. Yeah.
That's crazy.
1,000 pounds. Watch out for alligator Loki. He's coming for you. Then there's the issue of the gator's watery habitat, which would end up significantly diluting any meth that did make its way to where the gators are living, further weakening any effects it might have on the wildlife that consumes it, because now it's literally watered down. Throw in for good measure that alligators have proven to be incredibly tough creatures to harm. They've been on the planet for 150 million years and are unaffected by the vast majority of pollutants they come into contact with. So there's a real possibility that meth might do almost nothing to them anyway.
Ew, so alligators are basically like big swimming cockroaches.
Yep, they're real hard to kill.
Nuclear war breaks out, it's cockroaches and the alligators that survive. And this is probably what planet Earth looks like in the future.
I mean, it's a real possibility with the way things are going lately. And on that note, let's hop back to the squirrel story. For just a second, because that was an actual news piece about a squirrel believed to be high on methamphetamine, and it became hyper-aggressive and attacked people.
Oh no.
The defendant in that case, Mickey Polk, was accused of deliberately feeding his pet squirrel meth to make it more aggressive. But Polk denied feeding the squirrel any drugs, saying, quote, "The public isn't in danger of any kind of way from the methed out squirrel in the neighborhood," end quote. That's from the BBC. So that's a real quote. It's a thing that he said.
Wow.
I feel the need to add here, mainly for Lindsay's benefit.
Yes.
That Polk lovingly named his precious pet squirrel D's Nuts.
I love it. I love it so much.
I knew you would. Oh my God.
I hope he had a collar with a little tag that said D's Nuts.
D's Nuts methed out, man.
I knew you were going to love that.
Oh my goodness.
Members of the Limestone County Sheriff's Office confiscated D's Nuts. They confiscated D's Nuts along with an unspecified amount of methamphetamine, other drug paraphernalia, ammunition, and body armor from Polk's residence, because that's what you want to see all in one place.
Was he trying to breed like a guard squirrel or something?
That was their theory, that it was supposed to be an attack squirrel.
Who's gonna suspect the squirrel?
Moose, maybe?
Yes.
Boris and Natasha suspected him of everything.
Moose and squirrel.
Gotta watch out that squirrel.
Methed out moose? No, thank you.
Oh, hard pass.
They're terrifying enough as it is. Like, no.
Moose on drugs. That would just be...
Well, and so how much meth would they have to eat?
A moose? Lot. A lot.
Like a pallet's worth of meth.
It would be hard to meth out a moose.
We just walk into the meth lab and they just sniff everything up and walk out of there and they're like,
I'm gonna go eat somebody's face.
That's terrifying.
It's horrifying.
All right, so while police did make claims, why did I keep writing D's Nuts when I know I can't say it without laughing? They did make claims that D's Nuts was a so-called attack squirrel, kept aggressive by being fed meth. There were actually no traces of drugs in the squirrel's cage. I would also like to point out that the squirrel was described as healthy and not emaciated, which further contradicts the idea that the squirrel was being given a steady diet of meth, because the joke I made earlier about meth being an appetite suppressant is actually true.
Yep.
So it'd probably be pretty skinny if it were always on meth. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, police decided there was no safe way to test the squirrel for meth, and it was released into the woods to resume its little squirrel life. At the end of the day, while this was a legitimate news story, in quotes, it can't really be proven, and it's probably a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
They didn't test the squirrel for meth, so there's no real evidence that it was in fact a meth squirrel. Polk later returned to the wooded area and found his pet squirrel, which is probably for the best because he'd kept that squirrel as a pet since it was a baby, so it didn't exactly have the necessary skills to survive life in the wild.
Yeah.
Polk also denies the whole squirrel attack report, stating that sure, the squirrel had bitten a couple of people, but that's hardly a full-fledged animal attack. A claim that's strongly supported by the fact that this supposedly super dangerous attack squirrel was just released into the woods after they were like, well, we can't do anything with it. But, you know, that doesn't prove anything, I guess, except that it wasn't dangerous at all. And they were just like, go back into the woods, little guy. Be free. So
breaking news. He was breeding attack squirrels, meth head attack squirrels. Cops just released the first into the wild. Beware. Like, what do you do with that?
I don't know. People are stupid.
Mm-hmm.
The whole meth squirrel thing was obviously a lie, so. Polk later stated that he'd taken the squirrel to live in the care of a licensed person who was legally permitted to keep squirrels in the state of Tennessee to ensure the squirrel wouldn't be recaptured and euthanized by police. So even though this guy clearly had a lot of meth, It seems like he actually loved that squirrel.
Yeah.
He loved these nuts.
He loved these nuts so much.
That he gifted these nuts to somebody else to take care of.
He liked to hold these nuts in his hand.
And he liked to stroke these nuts.
He raised these nuts from a baby.
But yeah, so anyway, that is meth gators and meth squirrel, it turns out, also is a thing, but not really.
I'm not really surprised that people would think about something like this possibly happening, because we already know that the amount of illicit substances that do make it into the water supply is documented.
Mm-hmm.
Every day we are drinking Viagra and opiates.
That explains that raging hard on I've had all day.
Go like to the hospital.
It's in our water. It's in our drinking water. They can't get it out. So
I can't believe I just said that while we're recording. I'm sorry. Emily's point is very important, and I didn't mean to make light of it.
It was all the drinking water and these nuts that got you there. I know.
It was. All right. So ingredients for this dish were sourced from an article from KSNT called Police Warn of Something New to Worry About, Meth Gators. An article from ABC News by Julia Jacobo called Tennessee Police Department Clarifies That Meth Gators Are Not Real After Warning Residents Not to Flush Drugs. Another article from ABC News by Julia Jacobo called Flushing Drugs Down the Toilet Could Lead to Meth Gators, Tennessee Police Warn. An article from the BBC News called Tennessee Town Dispels Meth Gator Myth. It's really hard to say meth and myth that close together. I had to slow down to get that. And finally, an article from the Washington Post.
Oh, damn.
By Antonia Nori Farzan called Police Called It a Meth-Fueled Attack Squirrel. An Alabama fugitive says it's his beloved pet. I had a lot of fun with this. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, I bet.
Just went down a whole bear, like a whole rabbit hole.
Oh, God, our history books are going to be weird.
Mm-hmm.
No one's going to know what's real and what was just a joke on Facebook that people didn't get. The fact that news outlets were running that as, like, a real story, like, watch out for meth gators, hurts me inside.
I wonder how much of history actually was it started off as a joke. Like, somebody ran something as a joke, and then it became lore, and now it's just built in.
Here's fun fact. So actual moment in history that I witnessed because I was there because of how old I am. It was originally a joke to put the white men in charge. They just didn't get it. And they were like, that's a great idea. And they ran with it. And that's why everything's bad. I'm going to get shot for saying that.
Well, nah. Fuck white supremacy.
Fuck white supremacy. Fuck David Duke.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, on that note, thank you for visiting our beautiful... thank you for visiting our beautiful pizzeria and enjoying a methed out story by the slice. Pineapple Pizza Podcast. Sweet and cheesy. Not everyone understands our awesomeness, but we're glad that you do? Question mark? These nuts.
Long live these nuts.
That one was so fun.